Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good
Behave
day
yourself, young lady.
What? It's just me now. That's all you
Jennifer
got.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The story of Chase Delwo, D-E-L-L-W-O, who lives in Great Falls, Montana. He is a bow hunter. He's recovering after surviving an attack by a grizzly bear. He remembered something his grandmother told him when he was a child, shoved his arm down the bear's throat.
Oh.
And that sent the bear away for...
Do you know how many times I'd have to change my underwear if I shoved my arm down a bear's throat?
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
In Glacier National Park.
Did it work? Mm. I guess he's alive.
Yeah. I got a picture of him. I'm looking at the website for our...
What was he doing hunting in a national park? Is that okay?
Apparently it is. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. One of the things, the reason I was interested in this, well, a couple of them, there's a trailer out. We were doing a trailer for the new James Bond movie. There's a trailer out featuring Leonardo DiCaprio in his new movie, which looks awful.
Did you just hear Peter and I talking about that off the air?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he was just saying how great it looked.
Oh, my God, no. Are you kidding? What? It's all murder and horrible. They're cutting up people with axes and... Oh, good God, Peter. It looks just...
It's not happy talk like this show.
No, it sure isn't. It's awful looking. Ugh.
It's a true story.
Well, it is supposedly
story
a true
of survival.
Story. Yeah. Well, I think you could probably survive well. It'll find an audience for sure. Not with me, though. Anyway, the point is that there are... in that movie, you see a trailer with a bear attacking Leonardo DiCaprio and basically trying to eat him up. And the way it rips him around and bites into him. And, ugh, good God. Yeah, no. All right, so enough of that happy talk. Congratulations to the guy who made it out.
So bear attacks. Yeah, I mean, hey, if you're going to tell a story about a bear, at least he made it out.
Yes, he made it out alive. That is correct. All right, next, the car talk portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you sure about this?
FOMOCO. You know what that stands for, Jennifer?
FOMO is fear of missing out.
No.
Oh.
FOMOCO is the Ford Motor Company.
Oh.
FOMOCO, demonstrating this week how data from connected cars can monitor employee travel, lower insurance premiums, check brake wear, improve traffic flow, and enhance the use of the streets in this country. The new cars are going to have all kinds of monitors in there. So let's say you have a company car and you're using it for personal business. They'll be able to tell. No more fooling around, Jennifer.
Darn it.
Yeah. That's the latest development.
I'm the one that reviews the records at my company, though. So.
Oh, well. Poiled again, curses. The people at Volkswagen are concerned about the future of their company, and well, they should. This is something that hasn't gotten enough attention, as far as I'm concerned. The engines, the way you heard me perhaps say on three or four different occasions after this thing came out last week or whenever it was the week before that, that the engines are great engines. They're performing very well. They just can't meet the standards that the EPA has set. So why then would these people agree to do what they couldn't do? Well, because without it, details, looking at the number of cars they sell. Remember, Volkswagen is, well, all the car companies now are international. But Volkswagen sells more cars around the world than any other brand. And their native Europe loves diesel cars. English people drive diesel cars, people on the continent. They're very practical, inexpensive, and they're clean. But they aren't clean enough for America, for whatever the reason. So this fellow that's now the chairman over there at Volkswagen, the other guy got fired, I guess, or resigned. You know, somebody's head had a role. Mm-hmm. Managers were told that despite the predicament in which the company finds itself, Volkswagen can, with the proper management, overcome the problem. Now, the company, because of stock pricing going up and down, is $34 billion less valuable this week than it was 2 weeks ago. Imagine that. This problem has wiped out $34 billion in value on the open market. So, what do we have here? U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says that VW rigged 5 million diesel cars that were sold in the United States to pass the emissions tests. We know that. They admitted to the fraud and said there are 11 million vehicles around the world affected by this, not just the 5 million in America. So if you look at the New York Times article that was published last Sunday, you will see they started doing this in 2008. Volkswagen engineers figured out that they could no more meet the EPA standards than they could fly to the moon in a Volkswagen. So, and by the way, BMW, same thing. Audi comes from Volkswagen, same thing. Mercedes diesels, same thing. This thing has huge implications all over the world for cars that have diesel engines because they can't meet the emission standards that have been set up by our country and other countries, which, by the way, were arrived upon arbitrarily without any consult with the auto industry. They just, the EPA people said, this is what you're going to do. Kind of reminds you a little bit of the healthcare system.
Right.
No doctors had any play in the healthcare law. Well, same thing, same bunch of boobs running the EPA. And so, well, does that legitimize the cheating? No. What they should have done is dug their heels in and said, we can't do this. Because if they all had done it together.
And all the car companies should be doing that together.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Forming a little car union.
The EPA.
Speaking of the EPA, how's their river in Colorado? Have they cleaned it up yet?
No. But they don't want you to know about that. That's why they come out with this kind of stuff. Because they don't want you to
fault them.
Right, exactly. So anyway, my son and my daughter both have Volkswagens with this engine in it. And my daughter has decided to keep the car because she likes it. And they're going to do the changes and stuff, and she doesn't care. So my son, however, is a horse of a different color. He's very indignant about the reality of what they told him when he bought the car and what they told him since he bought the car, because he's gone back to them and said, okay, I'll keep the car. You're going to do the fix, and you're going to this is the first conversation he had with him. You'll do the fix. I'll keep the car, and I'll pay 10% less on my monthly payment, which I believe was around $230 or something like that.
It's really not bad.
No. Okay, so he then decided, when he started reading more about the company, he doesn't really care about the car. Brendan is all about principle. He is to the wall about principle, and he's angry because they didn't tell the truth. So he goes back to the dealer and says, nope, I don't want that deal. I want to turn my car in, and I want you to give me a car that has a gas engine. The dealer says, well, it's up to corporate to decide whether or not you can have a new car or not. And so Brendan waited for a couple days, didn't hear from them. So he called them up and said, you told me 2 days ago that corporate was going to decide what to do. Well, it seems corporate has thrown it back to the dealer. And the dealer says, oh, we don't know what to do.
How would you like to be the dealer, though? I mean, they probably don't know what to do for real.
No.
I mean, corporate should be dealing with it.
Of course they should. There should be a rule, and this is how you take care of the problem. They offered them four solutions, including cutting the payments, fixing the problem. It'll pass California smog. Well, it would have passed California smog with a chip in it, but now nobody will pick. They all know the chip's there, so you're not going to get that done. The best thing to do is... I've had a lot of cars in California, never registered one in California. Used to have property in Arizona, always registered in Arizona. Then you get by all of this stuff. And so is that the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do? It's the way I deal with stuff like that, because I know the government and their EPA standards are in the last 10 years been ridiculous. I've talked often about, now this is my 23rd winter in Southern California. Started going there in 1992-93 and have been going every winter since then. And I love Southern California. I remember when I would go in, you know, because I fly back and forth pretty much every week or 10 days. And so I remember coming into LAX and seeing the four layers of black.
Yeah,
it was black, and then it was the sky was icky. Now you see nothing. Sky's clear. Been cleaned up. It's good. But at what cost? I'm not sure. I didn't follow it until now. I know you still see a lot of diesel trucks with injectors. When you see black smoke coming out of a diesel engine, it means the injectors have been fouled out. They need to be cleaned or replaced. That's all that means. The engine itself burns clean if the injectors are working properly and the injector pump is working properly. If those things don't work right, then you see the black smoke because it's not burning all of the fuel. The fuel's going out the tailpipe. So in the proper circumstances, these things will run well. They'll be very good on fuel, good for the environment. And by the way, they're not bad for the environment now. They just don't. They're much better than the cars that were produced 10 years ago. And the engines that were, don't meet the EPA standards. So what the hell are we doing here?
And what are those standards exactly?
The standards are
whatever they say. Yeah.
Well, whatever parts per million. Yeah, right. They just have, they come up with something. It's an edict, especially with this bunch. And so this is what you have to do or you can't sell cars in America. And these guys didn't stand up to them and they should have. Now they look bad. It could kill the company. Could kill the company. Imagine losing how much they were worth if they lost $34 billion. Now, to be fair, the stock price has gone back up again, but it's not even close to where it was before. So is this all right? I say no. There's a foul here somewhere, and it's on both sides. They shouldn't have lied or tried to cheat. They should have just stood up and brought in all the rest of their association of auto manufacturers' partners that put diesels into cars and said, we can't do this. And they couldn't have said to them, oh, you can't sell cars in America. Imagine Mercedes being told by the government, sorry, you can't sell cars here. Yeah, right. You're going to get away with that. So anyway, I wanted you to know what the update was on that. It's 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Photo Goo. Would you pay $3 to stretch and squish your friends' faces?
Are you some kind of moron?
I didn't think so. Photo Goo. Struck out. Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-679-MYTV. Get all your favorite channels in digital quality. Four-room packages as low as $19.99. Call 888-679-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He's one of the most successful basketball players of all time. He's won 5 NBA championships and 2 Olympic gold medals.
An athletic trainer from the 2012 Olympic basketball team shared just how hard this player works to stay on top.
Kobe Bryant started his conditioning work around 4:30 in the morning, ran until 6, lifted weights from 6 to 7, and proceeded to make 800 jump shots by 11 a.m.
Then it was time for the Team USA practice to start.
His goal is to make jump shots. He works hard to achieve that goal.
What will make you stand out in your game?
Practice it with purpose. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
Luck, I have no luck at all.
And Dr. Buff here. So is bad luck more prevalent than good luck? Well, you've got a 1 in 99 chance of hearing from the IRS and a 1 in 75 chance of being injured in a car wreck. But lady luck might work in your favor if you just change one little thing. Here's the science of it. Called the Zygarnik effect. It means that humans are pre-wired to dwell on things uncompleted, wishes unfulfilled, or unlucky breaks. We dwell on the bad things more than we think about the good things that have happened to us. What's the chief psychological trick? Dwelling on past failures while a natural brain phenomenon makes it seem that all you have is bad luck. It's smarter, much smarter, to plan for future successes than to dwell on those horrible past failures. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This 1985 NHL Rookie of the Year played an amazing 26 seasons, racking up nearly 1,500 games. He's a 3-time winner of the Norris Trophy, and he's proudly hoisted the Stanley Cup 3 times.
A rink-wide pass. Here's Chelios out of the penalty box. He scores!
So where is Chris Chelios now? Chris finally hung up his skates in August of 2010, but the very same day he retired, the Detroit Red Wings announced they had hired Chris to work in the front office as the advisor to hockey operations. Chris helped to develop the Red Wings' defensive prospects from the minors.
Now Chelly is a shot blocked by Rafferty. Back to Chelly. He shoots! He scores!
Not bad for a guy who played until he was 47. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Police in the Buckeye State said thieves have broken into a Verizon store. The only items they managed to steal, however, were fake phones. In the display.
Duh. Good.
Columbus police said that the burglary at the store caused significant damage to the store, but the only items that they were accused of taking were fake phones installed for display. Yeah, that is good. You wonder, why would you get, aren't those things hard to, they're all serialized and stuff, so how could you sign them up?
I know, and with all the tracking stuff,
That's what I'm saying.
People are smart, they can figure ways around it, I guess.
You think?
Yeah, well, I know somebody said they lost a phone on this program? They said they lost a phone on an airplane and someone took the chip out. Oh, it was Rich. Rich said that his son's iPad disappeared.
Huh.
They knew how to take out the find my iPad function.
Really?
So people get around it, but still.
All right, here's the latest news.
You would think it's not easy.
Latest news from the Middle East. ISIS is recruiting young men and women.
Especially women. You know why?
Because they like Oreos.
No, they want women to have babies. So they're trying to make it look really friendly. They showed this piece of a woman making like an Oreo pie in the middle of an ISIS camp.
Right.
All because they want women to go over there and have a lot of kids so that they can increase their size.
Great. Well, there are others. There were the Jewish religion touts that. The Catholic religion touts that. And I'm not sure. It seems to me I think those are the only two. The Catholic religion wants you to, they don't believe in any kind of contraception, right?
Right, right. They believe in the rhythm method.
So but what do you what
here's
do?
Here's the deal. Well, you know what, ladies? Right. If you see a picture of a lady dressed in a black robe eating Oreo pie, just stay here and eat Oreo pie. Go to Friendly's. You don't have to go to Syria or Afghanistan. It's okay.
You have Friendlies in California? There's no Friendlies in California.
No, but you
do.
How do
you know about Friendlies?
Because I travel. Come on.
Friendlies does have Oreo.
I figured they might.
Yeah, not as good as they used to be, though. Oy.
Trust me, anything is better than ISIS Oreo pie.
I worked at a Friendlies when I was in high school. They used to have great ice cream and food. They don't anymore. But it was a great place as a kid to work. It was a lot of fun, actually. 51 past the hour on Good Day.